From the newsroom, I'm Lou Abier with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. It's Monday morning. There's more blood on the blacktop to report. A hit-and-run collision turned violent on Interstate 80 in Solano County on Saturday night. CHP units were sent out to a crash involving a couple of vehicles in a hit-and-run collision, but then they discovered a shooting had taken place, along with a fight between the two drivers before one of those men fled the scene. He's still missing this morning. A CHP officer still shaking their heads over a sad one Saturday morning. Two children and two adults died in a crash on Interstate 80 in the Sierra. Looks like the case of a wrong-way driver. Three vehicles involved wrecked. Four people dead in one of the vehicles. A baby being held in the arms of one of the adult victims is the lone survivor. CHP investigating the possibility that booze was involved. Kings fans in Sacramento learning that coach Luke Walton is out, fired, gone. After getting off to a disappointing start in his third season, they've lost seven of the last eight games, a 6-11 record now. Walton given a thank you and shown the door. Another study confirming what we probably already knew, mega fires in California being induced by climate change, but this study from UCLA blames greenhouse gas increases for that wildfire activity, saying the dry air just sucks the moisture out of all the plants and the soil and the trees, and that creates an explosive tinderbox. Up next, it's Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. At a special meeting today, the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors will consider taking a vote of no confidence on Auditor-Controller Karen Paz Dominguez, who has often been at the center of controversy since her election in 2018. Lost Coast Outpost reporting, should the board choose to pass the vote of no confidence, it will not have any immediate organizational impact on Paz Dominguez. As an independently elected official, she can only be removed from office via a recall election. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.